The Web That Has No Weaver, Understanding Chinese Medicine, page 149. Wind, or fan. Wind is quick, light and dry. It is young. Human activity should have times of stillness and stability. When there is disturbance with excess movement, Chinese medicine often sees wind. Wind is a qi of distorted locomotion. Wind in human activity resembles wind in nature. It produces change and urgency in what would otherwise be smooth and even, and it causes things to appear and disappear rapidly. Wind affects the body just as it moves the branches and leaves of the tree. Things are pushed or become helter-skelter. Wind, especially internal wind, resonates with and most easily affects the liver. A healthy liver creates the ambience of smooth and relaxed movement. A distortion in the liver creates irregular, disjointed, turbulent, and chaotic movement for the liver itself and the entire body. Signs of such internal wind may include dizziness, passing gas, pressured feeling in the abdomen or head, pain that often shifts locations, tinnitus, numbness of the limbs, tremors, twitching, convulsions, tetany, and apoplexy. Summarizing this, the Neijing comments, wind is adept at movement and many changes. Wind can also be the emblematic label for anger, inappropriate assertiveness, or being on the verge of explosive hostility, or can be the description for suspiciousness and the insult a person can experience from gossip, rumors, or being treated without consideration. When wind is an external pernicious influence, it is called external wind. External wind is characterized by its suddenness of onset, as are all the external pernicious influences. It's often accompanied by fever, a sign of the conflict between an external influence and normal qi, fear of drafts, sweating, sudden headaches, stuffed nasal passages, and itchy or sore throat. External wind is the one pernicious influence that rarely appears by itself. It is usually accompanied by some other external pernicious influence, such as dampness or cold. The presence of wind allows and even promotes the invasion of the body by the other influences. Therefore, the Neijing says that the 100 diseases develop from wind. Because wind is light and airy, the Neijing also says that injury by wind first affects the upper parts. Wind is thought to show itself initially on the upper and outer portions of the body, especially the face, skin, sweat glands, and lungs. While internal wind usually resonates with the liver, external wind is often thought to be related to the lungs because they are the tender organ and easily affected by external pernicious influences carried by the wind, or what a Westerner might call a draft. External wind often resembles what biomedicine could consider an infectious or contagious disease. Clinical sketch. A patient has what biomedicine calls an upper respiratory infection. He is chilled and has a stuffed nose, a slight fever, and head and body aches. The Chinese diagnosis might be external wind and cold invading the body. Treatment would call for an expulsion of wind using acupuncture points such as gallbladder 20, the Chinese name for which is wind pound, and certain herbs. Fresh ginger, for example, enters the lung meridian and causes sweating, which is thought to expel wind and cold. Cold, or han. Cold in a person, as in nature, is in phenomenon. It lacks warmth and is slow or immobile. The two most important signs indicating that the human landscape is immersed in a cold weather pattern is that the individual feels cold or seems unusually slow. The entire body or part of it may be cold to the touch or may have a pale, frigid appearance. The person can have a marked aversion to cold and seeks warmth in the form of needing to keep a room warm, wearing an extra sweater, or even using a hot water bottle. Organ functions become hypoactive. Psychologically, things seem delayed and lumbering. Cold in the body acts as it does in nature. It contracts things, obstructing normal movement. Cold can freeze, leading to sluggishness, underactivity, and hibernation. Cold in the meridian can block the circulation of qi or blood, causing severe, sharp, cramping pain that may be responsive to heat. Cold in the meridians of the limbs may lead to contractions and stiffness. As Neijing remarks, cold enters the meridians and there is retardation of movement. The qi cannot penetrate, and finally there is pain. Secretions and excretions related to cold disharmonies are clear or white with a cold look, such as clear or white fluid. The Neijing says, cold is watery, transparent, clear, and cold. Cold and dampness are both in. Cold and dampness are both in because they tend to be immobile. But they are distinguished. They are distinguishable. Cold is rigid. Dampness is flabby. Cold is sharp and defined. Dampness oozes and defies clear boundaries. Both can be discomforting, but cold's pain is sharp, cramping, and relieved by warm compresses, while dampness's distress is more bloating, heavy, and pressured. Cold may have trouble connecting in relationships, but dampness can be clinging or over-nurturing. Often cold and dampness appear simultaneously or mutually generate one another. Internal cold is related to insufficient yang and is associated with the kidneys, since the kidneys have the life gate fire and are the source of the person's yang. Internal cold often is evident when the kidneys functions become weak and the person feels cold. In this case, cold signs include frail legs and back, frequent urination and edema, fire unable to control water, needing extra blankets at night, failure to develop or thrive, or lack of sexual desire. If cold affects the will, a person can be deeply passive and fearful, susceptible to a collusion of the will, having another will take over his own, or feel excessively guilty, or taking responsibility for actions that he or she did not intend or had no responsibility for causing. Cold also resonates with the spleen. The spleen needs the kidney's fire to function. When this happens, cold and dampness usually coexist because the spleen is sensitive to dampness. External cold disharmonies, like all external pernicious influences, come upon the person suddenly. They are usually accompanied by the fear of cold, as well as chills, mild fever, headache, and body aches. Usually, the chills are more pronounced than the fever, and the fever is interpreted as the body's effort to expel the external influence. This type of external cold usually belongs to the lungs. Clinical sketch. A male patient complains of difficulty in urinating and of dribbling urine. Problems that gradually become more frequent over several years. A Western physician diagnoses a prostate condition, which is begin prostatic hypertrophy. The patients visit a Chinese physician who notice that his face is pale and he is wearing a lot of sweaters. The patient tells the physician that he has always disliked cold and that he sleeps curled up. These and other signs, such as deep, slow pulse and a pale, moist tongue, point to a pattern of internal cold. Treatment might include moxibustion, stimulation by burning mugwort at such point as governor vessel 4, and kidney 2, in order to strengthen the kidney qi. The physician might also prescribe decoctions containing praying mantis cocoons as they enter the kidney meridians and strengthen or tonify the life gate fire.